trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Amherst High School for the NewTek Seed pregame show. Boys game just a moment away from starting, so let's get right after it. The starting lineup is brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better banking, better choices, better service. Five Points Bank in Kearney. Tonight it is Gibbon at Amherst, and here is a look at the starting lineup for the Gibbon Buffaloes. Number 2, 6-foot senior Ryan Milks. Number 3, 6'3 senior Riley Reinertsen. Number 5, 6'2 junior Garrett Stroh. Number 21, 6-foot senior Dakota Kenton. And number 23, 6-foot senior Jared Dorzinski. Gibbon's 8-4 on the season, coached by Paul Reinertsen. For Amherst, number 12, the 6'1 senior Dominic Abbott. Number 20, 5'11 sophomore Trey Tomenheim. Number 24, a 5'11 sophomore Braden Eckhout. Number 30, a 6-foot junior Kale Preble. And number 34, 6'2 sophomore Ty Hadwiger. Amherst is 10-3, coached by Bill Giffen. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Reinertsen and Hadwiger to jump center, and Gibbon will win the opening tip. You've been listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your NewTek Seed dealers. Broncos will come out in a man-to-man. Gibbon will rotate the basketball into the middle, driving with the first shot of the game. It bounces in off the back of the iron, Jared Dorzinski. And Gibbon takes a 2-0 lead here at Amherst, and Gibbon will put that three-quarter court or half-court trap on, and that gives a lot of teams trouble. Amherst was able to get through it, throw it into the corner here to Dominic Abbott, tries to the baseline, puts it off the glass, and scores. And Amherst ties it at 2. They got a little height, just enough height, where they might be able to take it right at Gibbon and man up, square up on him, take shots like that most of the night against that 1-3-1 zone. Here's Milks into the corner. Reinertsen, a 3 for him to start the game. Off the rim, no good. Stroh's able to get the defensive rebound, or offensive rebound, though, and start it over. Kale Preble guarding Reinertsen. Stroh comes underneath, has his shot blocked, but got it right back and scored. Dominic Abbott blocked the shot, but it came right back to Stroh, and he'll put it up and in 4-2. As up the floor quickly, Amherst. Pass back out on the wing is going to be tipped out of bounds, so they'll take it out. This has definitely the makings of a high-scoring game. If Amherst breaks the press, if they can't, then you could see a very low-scoring game. Both teams have been able to play both styles, anywhere from 44 and winning to 80 or 78 points and winning. It's that 1-3-1 zone. Reinertsen's at the top of it. Stroh's at the bottom. Here's a three-point attempt on the way, and it is good for Braden Eckhout. And Eckhout gives Amherst the lead. 5-4, 90 seconds into our game. Reinertsen one-on-one, steps back, can't get the shot away. Free throw line coming in. The left-handed layup by Milks is blocked, but right back to him, up and in, and he draws the foul. So that's twice that we've seen a blocked shot by Amherst, only seeing it resulting in Gibbon points, and this time a chance at a three-point play for Ryan Milks. The foul called on Ty Hadwiger is the first of the game, and the free throw Milks skips out, no good. Groupie and officiating crew tonight, our three-man crew, as the rebound brought down by Hadwiger, I believe it was, and into the front court they'll come. Again, the ball tipped away. D1 Amherst, C1 Gibbon. You may see that discrepancy in the size of the school really kind of come into play against this half-court 1-3-1, where you'll see a lot of passes tipped just because Gibbon's quicker than probably most of the teams, if not all the teams that Amherst has seen. Wrap around top of the key with it is Eckhout. Into the paint, Hadwiger. Backdoor, they get it. No shot. Back out, Eckhout. Fakes, drives, and three-pointer is no good. This time the ball will be swatted out of there into the hands of Abbott, and Abbott will get the offensive put back. So a lot of second-chance both ways. And at the other end, Hadwiger will throw the ball out of bounds on the shot attempt by Jared Dorzinski. Hadwiger with the third block here of the early going for Amherst. 7-6 Amherst. Stroh a three on the inbounds. That's in and out, no good. Ball hits the floor, and it's going to be picked up by Gareth Stroh. And Stroh will swing it to Reinertsen. Pulls up from six in the double team. No good. Ball comes back to him. He puts it up again. That time it goes. Another second chance bucket here. It's 8-7. We've had seven buckets, and four of them have been on second chances. Given by one. 5-10 to go here in the first quarter of play. In the front court with it will be Tavenheim to Eckhout into the right-hand corner for Preble. Back to Eckhout for the three, and he got another one. Second three-pointer of the game for Braden Eckhout, and it's 10-8. Amherst leads it by two. Stroh, coast-to-coast, missed the shot. Then the ball tipped by Dakota Kenton off of an Amherst Bronco and out of bounds. The Amherst fans didn't like that call very much. And we've got a sub coming in. Trevor Adelung will check in. Usually Adelung and Wells are kind of a 1-2 combination, but Wells has been under the weather. He's not dressed tonight for Amherst. Back door, nobody covered Dorzinski, and then he's fouled by Hadwiger. And Ty just picked up his second personal foul with 4:52 to go here in the first quarter, and Dorzinski will get two free throws. Everybody was trying to figure out who they wanted to cover, and Dorzinski was left all alone. And the first free throw by Jared is on the way, and it is good. Checking in for Amherst, Brian Bramer, the 6'2 sophomore. He's probably going to see a little bit more playing time tonight due to the illness to Wells. And let's see if Gibbon figures that out. Second free throw now for Dorzinski on the way. And that's good. So we're tied for the first time at 10-10 with 4:50 to go here in the first quarter. So both teams out of the gate quickly here offensively. Across the timeline with it will be Tavenheim. Picks his dribble up. Throws over the top of it to Adelung, the 1-3-1. Eckhout doesn't get the three away. They'll swing it over here for another three, though, and Tavenheim will hit it. Wasn't sure if he was behind the line or not, but they say yes. And the third three of the first quarter, 13-10. Amherst on top. Reinertsen coast-to-coast around the defense. Finger rolls it over the right rim and scores. Second bucket for Reinertsen, 13-12 Amherst. Eckhout dribbles it across the timeline. Bounce pass to the right wing to Tavenheim into the corner to Adelung, who's a good outside shooter for a freshman. Trevor back out to the right side, well away from the hoop to Tavenheim. Bounce pass gets it to Eckhout. Nothing has happened inside so far except on an offensive putback for Abbott. Everything on the right side here into the corner. There's Adelung, the lefty three. Good. And right now, Gibbons just got to survive the three-point onslaught. As that's the fourth one of the quarter, it usually all evens out throughout the game, but it's a good start to get Amherst some confidence here early on, and they lead it 16-12. Off the high screen, atop of the key three, Reinertsen, that one is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Eckhout, 0-3 from the outside for Gibbon, 16-12. And into the front court with it, Eckhout will give it to Tavenheim. Trey trying to back up, which just brings out the 1-3-1. Now a pass deflected out of bounds by Ryan Milks. In our girls' game tonight, it was Amherst 48 and Gibbon 42. Both teams had their chances. Gibbon was up by six fairly late in the third quarter, and then Amherst put up 20 points in the fourth to get the victory. We'll break it all down for you at halftime. Right now, back to our boys' game. Amherst ball. Reinertsen went for the steal, didn't get it. That means on the rotation, Abbott's open for the three, and Abbott hits the three. Seven for Dominic Abbott. Five threes already for Amherst, and they lead it 19-12. And we still have 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. There's a dish to Dorzinski right underneath the Stroh for the easy layup. Gareth with his second bucket on the assist by Dorzinski, and it's 19-14. Neither team has really subbed, and so how much energy will be used right here in the first 8 minutes. At least Amherst has went to the bench a couple times. Now that wraparound against the 1-3-1 zone. The pass is off the mark. Our game's first turnover. And Reinertsen pulls up for three in the corner. No good. Rebound brought down by Dominic Abbott. And Abbott will wait for the traffic to clear. Bring it up himself. Dump it into the corner to Adelung. Adelung double-teamed. He used his dribble. Forces it down low to the big fella Bramer. Or no, that's not Bramer anymore. That's Martinson. Tyler tries to get it to Tobenheim, and out of bounds it goes. Cale Preble back in now for Amherst. And checking out will be Tobenheim. 2:16 to go. First quarter, Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Amherst. At the end of the first quarter, the Seward girls led undefeated Kearney Catholic 15-10. That game's currently on ESPN Radio. And a back cut by Reinertsen. He's going to be grabbed by Cale Preble. And had he not grabbed him, it would have been a Reinertsen layup. First foul on Preble, third on Amherst. And the inbounds is a simple lob play to Reinertsen, who catches and shoots from six and scores his sixth point. At the other end, driving in quickly, Abbott puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound, Milks. Baseball pass to the other end. Dorzynski takes it in, a charge. There's a bang-bang play underneath as the charge was taken by Trevor Adelung. And for Jared Dorzynski, that'll be his first personal foul, the first foul of the game on Gibbon. 19-16, Amherst, 1:50 to go, first quarter here on Classic Hits. And as always, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Into the front court with it. Working the basketball around to the left-hand corner. Amherst back up top. Here's another three-point attempt. That one all the way down and out. They actually missed one from Eckhout, but the rebound comes down to Preble, and he'll get it into the corner. Eckhout, another three, no good. Long rebound out to Reinertsen. Reinertsen doesn't have the numbers, so he'll stop, hit the trailer. Milks for a transition three, and we're tied. And the first three of the ball game for Gibbon knots things up. Seven in a row there for the Buffaloes, and it's 19-19. Adelung to Eckhout. His pass knocked away by Dorzynski and out of bounds. Here comes T.J. Rivera for Gibbon. Hit a couple of huge threes, and there went over Donovan Trumbull last weekend. And now Eckhout out and Tobenheim back in for the Amherst Broncos. Tied at 19, a minute eight to go here in the first quarter of play. Extending that offense to work against the 1-3-1 zone, but a lot of passes getting tipped. A minute to go in the first half. It's Nebraska 26, Penn State 17. A minute to go before half on the Breeze 94.5. Here it's 19-19. So these teams have scored more points in 7 minutes than Penn State has in 19. Here's a three in the right-hand corner. Good again. Dominic Abbott with his second three. The sixth three of the quarter for Amherst, 22-19. Into the front court, Stroh. Off the pick to Rivera, to Kenton. Right side to Milks. Posting up, lowering his shoulder is going to be Reinertsen. Defender falls. Reinertsen scores. Amherst thought maybe there should have been a charge, but no call. And Reinertsen with 8 points there in the first quarter. Abbott trapped in the corner out to Adelung. Quick rotation, right side, Tobenheim into the corner to Preble. Up top, Adelung works on Reinertsen. Brings it to the left elbow. Needs some help. Gets it back out to the top of the circle. Abbott, 10 seconds to go. 7 seconds to go. Five, they're 30 feet away from the hoop. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. A runner at the horn is good by Dominic Abbott. He just switched it from the left to the right, and he ends up with 12 first quarter points. And Amherst puts up 24 in a hot shooting first quarter of play. It's Amherst 24, Gibbon 21. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. At the end of one quarter here in Amherst, pretty good display of boys basketball shooting, 24-21. Amherst has the lead, and the Broncos will get the basketball to start the second quarter of play. They hit six threes in the first quarter. And they spread it around. Four different players hit one. That's a little tougher to guard. If one or two guys can really stroke it, then you watch them. Reinertsen went for the steal, didn't get it. Eckhout dumps it into the corner to Abbott, right back on the left wing. Rotate it to Preble. He'll try a three. That's no good. And the long rebound grabbed by Riley Reinertsen. That's his third. Six rebounds for Gibbon, five for Amherst right now. Rivera starts the second quarter for Gibbon. 8 points for Riley Reinertsen led the way. They were one of five from three-point land compared to the six of nine for Gibbon. Stroh gets it down to the corner to Kenton. Kenton back out of the wing to Stroh. Stroh, they open the lane. He drives, left-hand leaner from seven is good. Gareth now with 6 points in the game. 24-23 Amherst. A minute gone here in the second quarter of play. Packing in that zone a little more right now is Gibbon. Now Stroh kicks it away. Reinertsen picks up the loose basketball. Reinertsen pulls up for a three, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound. Dakota Kenton is going to grab the loose basketball. Back over to Rivera. Fakes the three. Drives. He got crushed to the ground by Preble, and he'll get two free throws. Preble and Hadwiger now each have two fouls. And at the line, the freshman, T.J. Rivera. Amherst has not been to the line yet. And that was their second turnover. Gibbon so far, zero. They have held on to the ball. And Rivera's first free throw is on the way, and it's swish right through there for his first point. And we are tied at 24. Dorzynski in and milks out. 6:44 to go here in the first half of play. Knotted at 24. Second free throw, Rivera. On the way, it is off to the right, no good. Reinertsen put back, it rolled off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Braden Eckhout. Eckhout up the floor, kicks it out to Abbott. Abbott dribbles into the pressure, quickly gets it back outside. As good as Amherst is shooting the three, they will have to score inside. They will not be able to shoot 67% from the arc all night, as this left-handed three is no good by Tobenheim, and Stroh will get the rebound. Fast break started, but Stroh couldn't get through the traffic. Now he does, and he gets it all the way to the rack. Once he stopped, they quit paying attention to him, and Stroh has 8 points. 26-24, Gibbon has taken the lead with a 5-0 start here to the second quarter. Tobenheim to the left side of the key, now picks his dribble up into the corner to Abbott. Abbott dribbles around the double team as he drives a blocking foul on Dakota Kenton. Slid under him a little late there, and two free throws will be coming up. The foul on Dakota Kenton will be his first. Just the second foul here of the ball game on Gibbon. And at the line will be Dominic Abbott. 12 points already for Abbott in that first quarter. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is good. Abbott with 13 points. That's the first free throw attempted so far here for Amherst. Second one coming up. And it's on the way, and it's good. So Abbott hits them both. He's got 14 of the 26, and we're tied again with 5:55 to go here in the first half. Again, our girls' game tonight went to Amherst in a back-and-forth affair, 48-42. Talk about it at the half. Coach Nikki Eckhout expected to join us from Amherst. Gibbon working the ball around the perimeter here against the man-to-man defense, trying to get posted up with either Stroh or Dorzynski. Now Stroh comes outside the arc, left wing. Couple of dribbles back out. Dorzynski over on the weak side. Reinertsen, there's the back cut. Stroh, but he missed the layup. Good pass, just put it up too strong. And Abbott will grab his third rebound. Then Reinertsen steals it, takes it to the rack, and scores. Riley just kind of hung back. And the third turnover for Amherst results in the 10th point for Reinertsen, 28-26. You act like you're headed the other way, and then you got the eyes in the back of your head as Hadwiger goes baseline to Abbott. Quick rotation up front, a three-pointer on the way, and good for Braden Eckhout. His third three. Amherst looks like they have to shoot it a little bit quicker now as Gibbon has gotten on him, but that one was still good as Dorzynski puts the shot up. Again, it's blocked. Again, it goes right to Gareth Stroh, and Stroh lays it in. Hadwiger blocked the shot. That's their third block or fourth block. Three of them have went right in the hands of another Gibbon player for an easy layup. And now a turnover for Amherst. They're called for a walk. And back over to the Buffaloes. On the floor, they're really just running six men in there and kind of rotating a different guy with Rivera staying on the floor to give everybody a breather. Dorzynski, Kenton, Rivera, Reinertsen and Milks. Milks runs off two or three screens, then kicks it into the corner to Riley for the three-pointer. It's good. Reinertsen his first three, and he's got 13. 33-29. Gibbon now with their biggest lead at four. 4:20 to go here in the first half. With it is Taubenheim. Taubenheim needs some help. He's trapped in front of the bench, and a timeout will be called. That'll be the first one of the game by either team. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney. 4:11 to go in the first half of play. It's Gibbon 33 and Amherst 29 here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, Gibbon.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. They are at halftime, Nebraska 29, Penn State 22. Halftime on the breeze, 94.5. Here it is Gibbon 33 and Amherst 29. Both teams shooting the ball extremely well. We still have 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Amherst with a basketball, out of the timeout, Adelung is in, he gives it inside, and the finger roll in the paint, one of the few shots of the paint is no good by Taubenheim. Dorzynski the rebound, and Reinertsen starting to heat up, he buries another three. Riley with back-to-back threes, and now the lead is out to 7 for Gibbon. And this is what happens when you quit stroking threes for Amherst. They've run into a little bit of a lull. Into the corner, faking the three, driving baseline, Abbott, jump pass back out top, and a travel called. So one turnover and six threes in the first quarter, four turnovers and one three in the second quarter for Amherst. And they have been outscored so far 15-5 here in quarter number two, and they lead it by 7, 36-29. Gibbon basketball spreading the floor here. Against the man-to-man, seeing what's going on. Reinertsen comes all the way up top. Now it's a little bit more of a matchup zone, it looks like. Dump it into the left-hand corner to Milks. On the post, they go to Kenton. Back out to Ryan on the left wing. Up top, Dorzynski squared up for the three, but that's not his shot. So he drives, puts it up. No good. Little contact. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckout. Eckout up the floor, cut off by Rivera. Then as he dishes it off, the ball gets loose, and Rivera commits the foul. T.J. Rivera, his first personal, third team foul on Gibbon. And Amherst will get it deep in their corner. Down by 7, and Stroh in, and Rivera out. So the starting five on the floor here for Gibbon. Brian Bramer back on the floor for Amherst. He's in there with Adelung, Taubenheim, and along with Eckout. And driving in, here's Adelung, and he'll put up a little runner for a two-point bucket. 36-31 at the other end. Reinertsen gets it down to Dorzynski. Dorzynski drives, and a foul called on Brian Bramer. His first, and Jared will go to the line to shoot two. He's 2 of 2, has 4 points so far. And Dorzynski with his first free throw here, up 5 with 2:35 to go in the first half. And Dorzynski's free throw is good. 37-31. Back into the ballgame, Preble and Hadwiger for the Broncos. So now their starters are out there. Back to the original 10 on the floor. Abbott, Taubenheim, Eckout, Preble, and Hadwiger. Second free throw now for Dorzynski. It's up. It's good. So Dorzynski hits them both. And that'll make it 38-31. Gibbon with a 7-point lead. 2.5 to go here in the first half of play. Into the front court, Taubenheim. Wrap around, goes off a leg. It's picked up, stolen away once, then stolen right back. Each team turned it over there. That was Gibbon's first turnover. And a little out of control, but the scoop shot is up and in by Trey Taubenheim. And a fast break the other way. Dorzynski missed it. Follow Milks. While the fans and the coaches were worrying about whether it was a walk-on Taubenheim, the five on the floor for Gibbon were doing the right thing and getting it to the other end and answering it right back, 40 to 33. In the front court with it, Tobenheim almost trapped at midcourt, gets it over to Preble. Tobenheim steps through the double team, bounce pass to Hadwiger, tries to work his way in on Stroh and dribbles it off his melon and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Amherst, 40-33, Gibbon, 1:44 to go here before halftime. Don't forget St. Cecilia Friend, currently on 1230 KHAS. And on ESPN 1460, it is Seward 20, Kearney Catholic 18 at the half. So the Lady Stars in a game for once. As Dorzinski gets the ball underneath, low block left side, lays it up and in on the assist from Reinertsen. And the lead is now out to 9. So the offense continues for Gibbon, not so much for Amherst. And now Hadwiger gets some points in the paint. Ty with a good head fake. He'll score his first bucket. Fast break the other way. And a good save by Riley Reinertsen. They overthrew him. All he could do was throw it off of a Amherst Bronco and did to save the possession. So Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop. Throw it to the left baseline. Dorzinski's there again. He's eating them up. That is 10 in the game for Jared Dorzinski. And it's 44-35. Hadwiger, 14-footer, hits it on the assist from Abbott. Don't need a shot clock tonight. Second bucket back-to-back for Hadwiger, 44-37. And foul up front, going to be called on Preble. Kenton went to set the screen at the top of the key so that Reinertsen would get open. And then a shove on Preble will be his third personal foul. Looks like it's the 6th team foul. And so Gibbon will take it out on the wing with 48 seconds to go here before halftime in the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Milks to throw it in, and Stroh gets it easily. Dribbles to the right side here, trying to get Reinertsen. There he is off the screen, 22-footer, in and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds, last touch by Amherst. So many ways, not just to get Reinertsen open, but Stroh or Dorzinski on their inbounds. Milks to throw it in. Oh, Stroh was wide open, but they go to a three. Reinertsen, it's good. Well, they would have had a layup, but Riley hits his third three of the quarter, and it works out for Gibbon, and they are now up 10, 47-37. Moving the ball to the left wing, Tobenheim. 25 seconds to go. They come out on him as he picks up his dribble, throws over the top to Eckhout. Moving it inside, back outside. Eckhout for three, and he got it. Braden Eckhout with his fourth three, 47-40, still 10 seconds to go here for Gibbon. Stroh, I don't think they've got time to get anything really set up. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, Stroh, fadeaway from 15, no good, and we are at halftime. 87 points put on the board in the first half. We did a whole game Tuesday and saw 82 total. Your score is Gibbon 47 and Amherst 40. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Your Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is next.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Amherst High School. A big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Evans and the entire crew here, as always, for their hospitality. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, the score, Gibbon 47 and Amherst 40. Earlier tonight at the girls' game, it was a 48-42 win for Amherst as they put up 20 points in the fourth quarter to come back for the victory, led by Sydney Tobenheim with 15, 11 for Courtney Martinson, 9 for Jess Eckhout. For Gibbon, 14 points and 13 rebounds from Harley Brown, 16 points from Michaela Walker, and 12 boards for Hannah Cutterback as Amherst improves to 8-6 on the season. Up next, Amherst will be in action tomorrow night or Saturday night when they take on Wilcox Hildreth, and that's just girls action on Saturday. The boys for Amherst and the girls will next be in action next Tuesday when they go to Elwood. For Gibbon, they're back in action Tuesday when they host Kearney Catholic. 47-40, the boys score at the half. We'll give you the numbers right after this.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Amherst, where we are at halftime. Gibbon 47 and Amherst 40 in a high-scoring first half of basketball. Let's take a look at the numbers on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Starting with the Amherst Broncos, I have Trevor Adelung with 5 points. Dominic Abbott leads the way with 14 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Trey Tobenheim has 5 points and a block. Braden Eckhout has hit 4 threes. He's got 12 points, 3 rebounds. Cale Preble has 1 rebound, and Ty Hadwiger, 4 points, a rebound, and 2 blocks. There just haven't been that many misses, so the rebound total is fairly low. 5 in the first quarter, 3 in the second. 3-point shooting for Amherst. 6 of 9 in the first quarter, 2 of 4 in the second quarter. They've been to the line 1 time. Abbott hit them both. Turnovers for Amherst, that kind of slowed him down there from keeping up quite as much with Gibbon in the second quarter. They had 1 in the first, but 6 in the second. Foul situation, Cale Preble has 3, and Ty Hadwiger had 2 early on, and that's where he's at the half. 24 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second. At the half, Amherst has 40 points, 8 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 8 of 13 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 7 turnovers for the Broncos. For Gibbon, Ryan Milk, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen has hit 3 threes. He's got a game-high 19 points and 4 rebounds. TJ Rivera, 1 point. Gareth Stroh, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Dakota Kenton has a rebound. And Jared Dorzynski has put in 10 points here in the first half, including 4 fourth the line. He has 1 rebound. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Buffaloes, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 in the second quarter. All those were made by Reinertsen. I think he took them all, too. And the big number for Gibbon, they had just 1 turnover, and that really, I put it down as a turnover, and it was a back-and-forth steal and kind of lose it away as both teams turned it over on the same type of possession there. Fouls, nobody with more than one. So 21 points in the first quarter, 26 in the second, and at the half, Gibbon 47 points, 12 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 4 of 10 from three-point land, and just the 1 turnover. 8 and 4, Gibbon leads 10 and 3, Amherst at the half, 47 to 40. Back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
For all your custom slaughtered meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belschner Meats? Belschner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
Checking some other final girls' scores from earlier tonight. Alma defeated Loomis 43-27. Bertrand over Maywood 61-25. The Donovan Trumbull girls able to pick up a win over Thayer Central 55-34. Fairbury stays red hot, beating Sutton 55-38. McCook fell to Liberal Kansas 49-40. In overtime, Medicine Valley beat Elwood 46-41. And as we said here, it was Amherst 48. And Gibbon 42. Nebraska basketball currently airing on the Breeze 94.5. They're underway in the second half. 17 minutes to go. It's Nebraska 32 and Penn State 25 on the Breeze 94.5. And they're underway in the third quarter. But Kearney Catholic held to 18 points against Seward in the first half. Seward led the Lady Stars 20-18 on ESPN 1460. Also, St. Cecilia and Friend currently playing on 1230 KHAS. Here's what we've got the rest of the weekend here on Classic Hits. Tomorrow night, it is Wilcox Hildreth at Axtell. And then Saturday afternoon, the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament starts at about 2:30 from Kearney Catholic. On ESPN 1460 tomorrow night, Kearney High will host Lincoln East. And Saturday night, the Kearney Catholic boys travel to Omaha to take on Boys Town. Also tomorrow night, Northwest at Adams Central on 1230 KHAS. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Gibbon 47, Amherst 40. The second half is next.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Buck Mahoney, Mike Kenton, Tony Davis, the whole crew here at Amherst ready to bring you second half basketball as Gibbon leads it 47-40, reminiscent of a 1980s style of basketball game, early 90s where they put up a ton of points, 87 points here. Let's see if it stays that way. Gibbon comes out with a lot of screens and gets it to Kenton underneath for a layup, his first bucket of the basketball game. And we are underway here in the third quarter, 49-40. Amherst's biggest lead was 7 at 19-12, and the biggest lead for Gibbon has been 10. They've been out here between 7 and 10 over the last 3 minutes of this game. Up top with it, dribbling to the free throw line. Tavenheim didn't take it, gives it off to Eckhout, kicks it into the corner. Abbott trying to get a three, but he's covered against this zone. Now he'll get the three on a pass back, left-hand corner, no good. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Dorzynski. Amherst hitting five of their first six threes. They've cooled down a little bit since then. Three of seven 3 of 8. Now Abbott gets it on the low block to Hadwiger. Turnaround jumper over Kenton. No good. Rebound is tipped out to Preble. They'll get a second chance. Into the right-hand corner for 3. It's good. Braden Eck out. His 5th three-pointer. And it's 49-43 as Amherst tries to stay close. With it is Reinertsen after 19 first half points, tries to make a dangerous pass over the zone, and it's picked off by Abbott. Just the second given turnover, and then Preble throws it out in the corner. Here's Abbott for another 3. It's good. Nothing but net. The 10th 3 already by Amherst, and they've cut the lead to 3. Stroh at the free throw line, out to Milks for a 3. That one is going to be short. And the ball, Milks, nice play, saved it off the leg of Abbott. And Ryan Milks, credit for the great play. And it looks like Amherst wants to call a timeout here. Coach Bill Giffen trying to get the officials' attention here. And finally, the timeout will be awarded. And they'll have 3 remaining. 6:33 to go here in the third quarter of play. And the offense continues. It's Gibbon 49 and Amherst 46.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And whatever it was, Coach Bill Giffen wanted to tell his boys, it sure didn't take long, about 10 seconds in the huddle, and they were back out there. It'll be Gibbon ball underneath their own hoop out of the Amherst timeout, and the inbounds pass picked off. Outlet pass up ahead for the uncontested layup, and he hit the front of the rim. Dorzynski gets the rebound on the Eckout miss, and they gave 2 back there. Stroh swings it over to Reinertsen, open 3, right wing, good, and what a change. Miss a layup at the other end, and Reinertsen comes back and sticks his 4th 3. He's got 22 at the second bucket of the half by Gibbon, 52-46. Left wing Abbott throws over the top of the 1-3-1. Here's another 3 Eck out, but that was off balance and is off the mark. Rebound into the hands of Riley Reinertsen off the miss 3. Gang gets off the floor, Stroh up the floor, and a foul. That's why he lost the basketball. Trey Tobenheim poked it out of there, but got a little bit of arm. First on Tobenheim. First foul of the second half. TJ Rivera comes in, and Dorzynski gets the first Gibbon breather here in the half. Milks to throw it in underneath. They double-team Reinertsen on the post, so they give it to Stroh. Takes a dribble, hits the 8-footer. 12 points for Gareth Stroh, and Reinertsen can distribute, but when you've got other guys that can hit the shots, that's a big deal. Near over and back there for Amherst. And the lead now back to 8. Here's Preble. Pass is tipped, but deflects to Trey Tobenheim. 28 feet away from the hoop. Backs up with the dribble and throws over the double team to Abbott. Back out to Tobenheim. Back to Abbott on the left wing. Tobenheim finally gets it to Eckout. Then it goes through Tobenheim's hands and then out of bounds off of Milks, trying to make the steal. Tomorrow night, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Axtell as the Wildcats take on Wilcox Hildreth, scheduled to start at 6:15. And welcome back to a lob. Preble underneath, and the layup is there. Everybody thought he was shooting a 25-footer, but we've seen that before, and Abbott lays it up and in for his 19th point. And Rivera for 3 at the other end is no good. The rebound grab by Eckout, his 4th. Braden will bring it into the front court right side. Get it to Tobenheim. 54-48 Gibbon. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Hadwiger swings it to Preble right corner. Preble drives baseline. And we've got a foul called, and Preble landed awkwardly on the floor, and he hasn't gotten up yet. Uh-oh. And we have got an injured Cale Preble. And we will take a timeout and be back with more high school basketball after this.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Doug Duda back with you here at Amherst, where our exciting and well-played basketball game has come to a halt with 4:40 to go in the third quarter on an injury to Cale Preble. He's not your offensive threat, but since they were kind of leaving him alone, he drove the right baseline, and as he came to a jump stop, there was a little contact in there. The foul was on Dakota Kenton, but I don't think the foul caused the injury. He just kind of either stepped on somebody's foot or his left ankle just gave out, and he is still on the floor right now in some pretty good pain, but they're helping him to his feet, so that's a good sign. But it's at least a severely sprained ankle, and he is really in pain out there. But from the sound that the fans heard and from him trying to walk over to the sidelines, I mean, at least – it doesn't look like a knee problem. It doesn't look like a broken leg. It could be an ankle. It will be an ankle. How severe it is, that will be yet to be determined. But Cale Preble most likely is done for the night. 54-48 given, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. And it will be Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. So we're making sure everybody gets set here, and we'll be rejoining some basketball. In for Gibbon is Corbin Hines, and Adelung came in for Amherst. So 54-38 Amherst, and Adelung quickly takes the three. It is off the front of the rim, rolls off, and no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. I have him for five. Again, Amherst has hit 10 threes so far in the game. It's five for Gibbon. Dorzinski swings it over on the left wing to Hines. Up top they go. Reinertsen trying to post up in the paint. He's got his man on the block. Now they double him up top to Hines. Over to Milks. Now they post up Stroh on the left side. He spins, got around his man, and laid it up and in. There's the old Kevin McHale up and under. Gareth Stroh with 14. And it's 56-48. An eight-point lead again for Gibbon after it was cut to three. Skip pass Adelung. Right back out to Eckhout, who has five of those threes. Trying to spread it against the zone. They've kept in that 1-3-1. Eckhout tries another three, but that one is too strong. High in the air. The rebound is loose. Pulled down Hadwiger. He'll put it back up and in. Ty Hadwiger, just his second rebound, but his third bucket, he's got six. 56-50 given. Now Reinertsen isolates. Ball fake there. Picks his dribble up on Abbott. Didn't take the shot. Dorzinski drives in. Stuck in the paint. Gives it to Stroh. Still in the paint. Finally up top to Milks. Now a pretty long three for Reinertsen. That's no good. And the rebound grabbed underneath by Tobenheim. Tobenheim outlet pass. Eckhout stops in transition. Finds Hadwiger. Free throw line jumper short. Rebound brought down by Dorzinski. Gibbon wants to run. Reinertsen to the trailer. Stroh. He's open. The layup good. What a pass by Reinertsen, and Stroh finishes. 58-50 Gibbon. 3 minutes to go. Third quarter. Broncos have done a great job. Well, just as we say it, the ball's poked away. First turnover of the half, and Reinertsen's going to be grabbed on the way up the floor, and the foul will be called on Trey Tobenheim. That'll be his second, and just the second foul of the half, both of them on Tobenheim. He and Hadwiger have two. Preble has three. Kenton is the only player with two for Gibbon. 58-50 Gibbon, up by eight with 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. And T.J. Rivera has re-entered, and they've given Riley Reinertsen his first break of the ball game, I believe. He's in there with Hines to Stroh. Back up top, Rivera. Stroh will be the main man to post up right now. Got to watch Dorzynski, and Rivera can stroke the three. Gareth over to Milks. And, of course, Milks, the second leading scorer on the team, so he can do anything. Now the pass to Stroh. Abbott able to pick it off and stay in bounds. Just the fourth turnover for the Buffaloes. Could be a key possession here for Amherst after that steal. Over to Adelung. Trevor, the freshman, drops it into the corner to Abbott. Just about everybody on the floor can shoot the three. Eckhout gets it on the post to Hadwiger, and then he's double-teamed, and it's picked off by Corbin Hines, and then it's taken right back and in for the layup, and scoring will be Trey Tobenheim. 7 points for Tobenheim, and the lead now down to six, so they are able to score off the turnover. But Gibbon has led for the last 10 minutes of this game. Off the pick, Ryan Milks. And there's too much pushing away from the basketball. And a foul going to be called. We kind of saw the first one, and then they fought more after the screen. And official Kevin Wood says, you can't do it twice in front of me. And the foul on Tobenheim is his third. Gibbon ball. Milks underneath his own hoop. Into the corner, Stroh. Stroh for three. Got it. Gareth Stroh has 9 in the quarter and 19 in the game, 22 in the game for Reinertsen, and the lead back to 9, 61-52, a minute and a half, third quarter. Up top, Eckhout, open, three, it's off the mark this time. Rebound brought down by Ryan Milks. And Amherst has missed their last four from outside the arc. Stroh dumps it to Rivera, baseline, right side, spin and cut off by Hadwiger, swings it out here to Dorzynski. Minute 10 to go here in the quarter, and they'll reset. Rivera gets it in the hands of Milks, who gets it over to Hines. Left wing, Stroh. Look for the cutter. He's covered. Rotate it right side. Hines against the man-to-man defense of the Broncos. 50 seconds to go here in the quarter. Gibbon content to run clock with Reinertsen on the bench resting and a 9-point lead. Rivera hands it off to Milks. We're down to 40 seconds to go. Now Stroh's open, so he takes the 11-footer, and he's on fire. And that's the biggest lead of the game. 11 points for Gibbon, 63-52. And Amherst might be getting a little tired. Both teams a little tired, but Gibbon's getting shorter looks. Here's Tobenheim. He'll cast up a three. See, that's too strong. They've lost their legs, and Rivera will pick up the rebound. And they've missed five in a row from the outside, and Gibbon will call timeout to bring in Riley Reinertsen and set up the last play of the quarter. 13 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play, and Gibbon has finally separated themselves 63-52. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service. Adams Corner Market features Chester's Fried Chicken in their deli every day, so stop in before the game and get your dinners made for you from Adams Corner Market. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Score update after three quarters. It's Seward 36 and unbeaten Kearney Catholic 33 on ESPN 1460. The Stars are going to have to rally to stay undefeated. Here we've got 13 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Gibbon ball into Gareth Stroh against the man-to-man. Picks his dribble up. Tried to get it to Reinertsen. It's picked off by Eckhout. Eckhout to the other end. Reinertsen blocked it off the glass but also got him on the arm. And Riley with his first personal foul. So a nice defensive play there. Amherst was able to guard it strongly. And Braden Eckhout will go to the line for the first time. This is only the second time the Broncos have been to the line tonight. 3.7 to go in the quarter, and the first free throw is up and good for Eckhout. Five threes and one free throw. That'll give him 16. And the second free throw coming up for Eckhout. And if he makes it, they better D up. Gibbon will get a good shot. And he does. Free throw's good. Gibbon will have Rivera throw it in to Stroh, who's unguarded. He's at midcourt with two. He lets it go from half court. It's no good. And that is the end of the quarter. It is Gibbon 63, Amherst 54. We head to the fourth quarter on KKPR-FM. Kearney Amherst, Gibbon in a minute.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we head to the fourth quarter of play. Amherst will get the ball. Gibbon has the lead, 63-54. Riley Reinertsen with 22. Garrett Stroh with 21 after getting 11 in that quarter. Braden Eckhout has 17 and Dominic Abbott 19 for Amherst. They were just 2 of 8 from three-point land that quarter. So they drive in, and Tobenheim will put up a tough one off the glass and score, 63-56. From three-point land in the game, Amherst is now 10 of 21, 6 of 15 for Gibbon, so it's starting to even out a little bit. 63-56. Gibbon with the basketball up top, Garrett Stroh. Gibbon actually turned it over more times in that quarter. 5, now they have 6 total. Amherst only given up twice for a total of 9. Stroh just dribbling around. He's not closely enough guarded for a 5-second count. Dribbles in, dribbles out, gives it to Reinertsen. Off-balance 3. That's going to be short, no good. And boxing out is Trey Tobenheim to get his second rebound. Out ahead to Ty Hadwiger, and it's punched away from behind. And they'll say that it went off of Amherst, out of bounds, I guess. So that'll be his 10th turnover. Ty Hadwiger dribbling in the open court could only mean bad things if you get in his way. He brings that underneath the hoop. There would have been contact, and he would have been the bigger of the man, and there's a nice pass. Reinertsen to the cutting Stroh, and he'll lay it up and in. 23 now for Stroh, who's led the team here in the second half with 13 of their 18 points. Ty Hadwiger outside the arc. One dribble back up top. They'll swing it to Tobenheim. Baseline, trying to make some room for himself, forcing the shot. It's no good. Well defended underneath by Stroh on the miss by Abbott. The rebound brought down, I believe that was Kenton, and then it's turned over. Layup at the other end, Abbott, he'll score. He thought maybe Reinertsen was going to try to block it, so he came to a jump stop, and Riley just stood his ground, and he went up and laid it up and in. 65-58, Reinertsen drives, and a foul called as he takes it towards the hoop. And it's going to be on Dominic Abbott, his first. That's the fourth team foul. And the ball will be underneath, given to throw it in. Ryan Milks. Stroh's wide open here for a three if they want to give it to him. Now Reinertsen stands right next to him, and they finally go out top to Dorzynski. 65-58, Gibbon, 6:10 to go. Dorzynski for three. It's good. His first bucket of the second half. He's got 13, and that just shows you that Gibbon's got plenty of guys that can throw it down as well. 67-58. That's a big bucket because Amherst could have cut it to a one-possession game at the other end. Hadwiger's floater, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Dorzynski. Jared outlet pass to Reinertsen. Hits Kenton. He drives to the baseline. Can't get the shot cut off by Hadwiger. Out to Stroh. Against the man-to-man here. Zone trap. What are we doing for Amherst? Looks like they're kind of a matchup. And they went into that man. Hadwiger just stays in the lane, fighting through the pick, but not getting there in time. Reinertsen shoots the three. It is no good. Rebound is grabbed by the freshman, Trevor Adelung, his first. 67-58. And again for Amherst, if they score this many points, they win. 57 and a loss to St. Pat's, and another three put down by Braden Eckhout. He's got 20, and Amherst's trying to stay in there. 67-61, Reinertsen, ball fake, picks his dribble up on the left wing, gets it to Dorzynski. Jared, screen on the high ball, screen there by Kenton, gives it back to Reinertsen, he's 30 feet away. 67-61, given by six. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Down to the low block, they get it to Milks. He's open, his shot is blocked underneath by Ty Hadwiger. It's fought for, Reinertsen picks it up, takes it at the rack, they let him go. He missed the layup, then the ball deflects to Dorzynski and he's fouled. Numerous opportunities for Amherst there and they couldn't grab the loose basketball. And the fourth foul on Trey Taubenheim. And let's see what Coach Giffen's going to do. He's going to leave him in there. Given ball underneath their own hoop. Out top to Reinertsen. They double-team Riley. Gets it inside. There's Kenton. Ball fake. Doesn't want to take the shot. Back out to Dorzynski. Back to Reinertsen. Everybody wanted Kenton to take that shot, and he's just not much of one to shoot it if he's not wide open, which can be fine. Over to Stroh. A little more patience here. They double-team Reinertsen on the high post. Skip it over on the right wing to Dorzynski. Now Riley pops out. Went for the steal. Didn't get it. Riley for a three. And he missed that one. Rebound brought down by Braden Eckhout. Usually if you leave him alone, he's able to make the play. And now he comes back and makes the steal. Reinertsen throws it off of a Bronco and out of bounds. Turnover Amherst. Their 11th of the basketball game. And it'll be Gibbon basketball trying to extend their lead. Kenton with it at the top of the circle. Brings it over to Stroh on the weak side left. Rotated over to Reinertsen on the right side of the key. Guarded by Abbott. Now we're down to 340. Reinertsen drives, tries to dish it to Kenton, and he can't handle it. Out of bounds it goes. Eighth turnover for Gibbon. But Amherst now has had a couple of cracks with a six-point deficit to get it closer. They're going to have to score here if they want to stay in a chance to win it. Gibbon really extends the 2-1-2, drop it back to a 1-3-1. Here's another three. Eckhout from way out there. That one's no good. Abbott tipped the rebound to himself. He's fouled and he scores. Dominic Abbott with his 23rd point. On the offensive putback, makes it 67-63, the first foul on Stroh. And just the third of the half, free throw to make it a three-point game is up, and it is in. 24 for Dominic Abbott, 67-64, Gibbon. What a ball game tonight here at Amherst. Earlier in the girls' game, Amherst held on 48-42. They cleared out for Reinertsen. And Riley says, I'm going to give it to Stroh. Both teams with plenty of timeouts for this stretch run. Up top, Milks. Back cut, Reinertsen covered. Over to Stroh. Drives left, kicks it back out. Milks, he'll try a three-pointer. It's in and out. Sitting on the rim, no good. Stroh, put back good. Garrett Stroh answers with an offensive putback. And he's got 25, 69 to 64. 2:45 to go in the game. Lob in the corner to Abbott. Back up top to Taubenheim to Eckhout. Fakes it right, goes back left to Taubenheim. Couple of dribbles, gets some separation to Hadwiger at the left elbow. Fires it over to the freshman Adelung for the three, and a foul on the shot. Three free throws coming up for Trevor Adelung. And the foul on Jared Dorzynski will be his second. And the freshman Adelung has a chance to close the gap here for the Broncos. 69-64. This is about as quiet as the gym's been for the boys' game. It's up. It's in. 6 points now for Adelung. He hit a three back in the first quarter. That's his first point of the second half. 69-65. Second free throw coming up here for Adelung. Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats and coaches' interviews. Second one good. Third one to come, and checking in T.J. Rivera. Dorzynski gets a breather here for Coach Paul Reinertsen. Again, Gibbon has four timeouts remaining, and Amherst has three. 2:29 to go in a game. Gibbon was up by as many as 11. Now it's two, and a timeout Amherst as Trevor Adelung hits all three free throws. 2:29 to go in the game. It is Gibbon 69. Amherst 67. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
For all your custom slaughtered meat processing, call Belchner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belchner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with the cuts of fresh meat you want. From steaks, roast, hamburger, pork, or beef sticks. Why go anywhere else when you have the freshest meat right here in Amherst with Belchner Meats? Belchner is a very proud supporter of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at Amherst. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. The Nebraska men clinging to a 45-40 lead with 6.5 to go in their ball game. And here, Gibbon clinging to a 69-67 lead over Amherst with 2:29 remaining. And it's Gibbon basketball. Amherst cut the 11-point deficit down to 2. And up the floor, slowly, Garrett Stroh. Top of the key to Milks. A design play out of the timeout. Oh, Milks fell down and got up. There's no travel call. Three-pointer, Reinertsen, and it's good. Well, you knew it was going to happen when they didn't call the walk. And it's 72-67. Should have been a walk. Everybody saw it. Up top with it. Trap, Tobenheim gets it over to Adelung. A little pressure here on Amherst. They're in trouble. Adelung throws it off Rivera, but there's a foul. Also a good call by the official. You could see Milks body him up. It's either him or Rivera. Let's see which one they give it to. They're going to give it to Rivera, but Milks also bumped him. That's just the fifth team foul. The team fouls are even. The second on Rivera, and it'll be Amherst ball in the corner. Trying to set up a three for Eckhout. So he drives, puts up the one-hand runner off the glass, no good. Rebound, Gareth Stroh. 72-67, Gibbon, 1:35 to go in the game. Gibbon takes their time to bring it up with a left-hand dribble. And Gibbon, a very good free throw shooting team. Then Rivera dropped it and went over and back. They threw it to him to spread the floor, and it just fell through his hands. And Gibbon turns it over for the third time in the quarter. They only had one turnover in the first half. That's their eighth of the second half. So the freshman checks out, and Amherst gets a chance here. But they don't want to give Gibbon the ball back without scoring here. 72-67. Eckhout to Tobenheim in the corner. Open three. Abbott, it is in and out. No good. Rebound, Hadwiger, and he's fouled. Still not a one-and-one, and it still wasn't on the shot, but it'll be Ty Hadwiger keeping the possession here for Amherst. And Dominic Abbott, that did everything but go through the bottom of the net. Third foul on Dakota Kenton. And Amherst ball underneath their own hoop. Eckhout throws it far side to Hadwiger. Back over to Adelung. Up top they go, Tobenheim. To Abbott, back to Tobenheim. Trying to get a three look here, but Tobenheim can't be afraid to drive. Over to Abbott. One-on-one, weak side. Right line, right baseline drive, and it come off the iron, no good. Rebound to Stroh, and now we're down to a minute to go, and Gibbon's in control. Amherst needs to foul. They've got one to give. Gareth Stroh, 45 seconds to go. And the coach is saying, get out there and foul. And there's the foul, stopping the clock with 40 seconds to go. The foul is on Dominic Abbott, his second. But again, it's just the sixth team foul. 72-67. And the Broncos will check in Tyler Martinson and take out Trey Tobenheim because he's got four fouls. So if Martinson's guy gets the ball, he can foul him. And they need Tobenheim for his offense. Gibbon to throw it in, trying to get Reinertsen open, and they do. And now Riley's just going to hold the ball. Oh, knocked out of his hands, but they call the foul on Adelung. First foul on Trevor, but it's almost like just notching 2 points every time that you foul Reinertsen. Riley struggled a little bit during the holiday break early the season after the back injury. He missed a few free throws, and this is actually his first free throw of the night. He has hit 5 threes and has 25 points. 37 seconds to go. And the free throw on the way. Good. Reinertsen with 26. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. And it looks like Gibbon, after letting the 11-point lead evaporate, is going to be able to hold on here. Second free throw, also good. Reinertsen hits them both. It's 74-67. And the ball comes into Trey Tobenheim, up to Eckhout, kicks it out. Still don't get a three away. Over to Adelung. His three-pointer is up and no good. Fight for the rebound, and Milks is fouled as he is sandwiched trying to grab the ball. The thing that you've got to bring out of this, if you're Amherst, even if they don't make a miracle comeback here at the end, is Trey Tobenheim fouls out. He'll have 9 points, two rebounds, one block shot, fouls out with 25 seconds. Amherst plays like this in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They can beat anybody. And that's kind of what we're seeing with boys basketball in the area here. They bring this. Overton, Elm Creek, Will Hill, some of those top seeds. These guys are as good as anybody. Free throw by Milks is good. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Martinson. 75-67, 25 seconds to go. They make sure that Eckhout doesn't get the three. Somebody just got to shoot the ball now. And Eckhout gets free. He'll take the three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Stroh. They went for the quick foul, didn't get it, and now I don't think they're going to foul at all. 6 seconds to go. Gibbon will hold the ball. A great boys basketball game tonight here at Amherst. The final score, the Gibbon Buffaloes 75 and the Amherst Broncos 67. Gibbon will go to 9-4. Amherst will drop to 10-4 with the ball game. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Final stats, coaches' interviews. Keep it right here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball as we return to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We also want to thank Athletic Director Ron Evans. We will see both of these clubs again next week. Gibbon will host Kearney Catholic on Tuesday. That's on ESPN 1460. And Thursday, Amherst will have their final home boy-girl doubleheader against SEM. And we'll have that for you next Thursday here on Classic Hits 98.9. Well, Penn State has scored seven in a row to take a 47-45 lead over Nebraska with 4 minutes to go in the game. And the Kearney Catholic girls, a big fourth quarter, and they stay undefeated. They rally to beat Seward 57-44. They were down all game, 20-18 at the half, 36-33 going into the fourth. But they score 24 in the fourth, and they now go to 17-0. This is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of the schools and athletes in the state of Nebraska from their storefront location in Ord as they travel to make sure our athletes have the best, be better equipped for the games you play when you shop Misco Sports. And we'll be back to take a look at the final stats right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Excellent boys basketball game tonight. Saw scoring. It wasn't for lack of defense. We saw good night. The teams combined for 19 three-point buckets. In fact, for Amherst tonight, they made 11 threes. They were 8 of 8 at the free throw line and still lost the basketball game. So I don't think Coach Giffen can be disappointed one iota in the effort. They played without Jesse Wells, who was ill today. And then down the stretch, they lost Cale Preble, who injured his ankle and was out for the last quarter and a half of this basketball game. Went out with about 4:40 to go in the third quarter. So neither team had a lot of depth for that fourth quarter, but they sucked it up and they played pretty darn good basketball. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Amherst. Only 5 players scored, one of those being Trevor Adelung. 8 points. He hit 3 free throws that cut the lead to 2 at 69-67, but they would not score again. 8 points, 1 rebound. Dominic Abbott led the way for Amherst tonight with 24 points. He hit 9. He had 4 rebounds and a block. Trey Tobenheim, 9 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Braden Eckout, he hit 6 threes tonight and was 2 of 2 at the line, 20 points, 5 rebounds. Cale Preble, 2 rebounds. Ty Hadwiger, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 blocks. And Tyler Martinson had 1 rebound. 8 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half, 6 of 6 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Amherst, 8 of 13 in the first half. And then 3 let's double check that. 1, 2, yeah. 3 of 13 in the second half for Amherst. So obviously they still kept it close but didn't hit as many threes. Turnovers for Amherst tonight. They had 7 in the first half and then did cut it down to 4 in the second half. 40 points at halftime, then 27 in the second half. Amherst with 67 points, 18 rebounds, 8 of 8 at the free throw line, 11 of 26 from three-point land, 5 block shots, 11. Amherst will fall to 10-4 on the season. And up next for the Amherst boys, they will be at Elwood, a solid FKC team this year. That is on Tuesday. They return to take on Elwood. Had Ryan Milks with 8 points, 7 rebounds. Riley Reinertsen had 27 points, 5 rebounds, and he hit 5 three-pointers in the game. TJ Rivera, 1 point, 1 rebound. Big night for Gareth Stroh. 25 points for the young man. He also had 7 rebounds, tied for the team high. Dakota Kenton, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Jared Dorzinski, 13 points and 5 rebounds in the basketball game. 12 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 7 in the first half and 3 of 4 in the second half of play. 3-point shooting, 4 of 10 in the first half, and in the second half, 4 of 11. Turnovers, 1 in the first half, and in the second half, they had a total of 8. 47 points at halftime, 28 in the second half, and Gibbon finishes with 75 points, which is not a season high, but it's still 75 points, 27 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the free throw line. They were 8 of 21 from three-point land and 9 turnovers. Gibbon improves to 9-4 with a 75-67 victory. They will play at Centura tomorrow and then 3 home games next week. Kearney Catholic Tuesday, Wood River Thursday, Fillmore Central on Friday. And head coach Paul Reinertsen joins us here. And coach, this is a fun basketball game, good basketball game, something that we used to watch back in your day.
Has it been that long? Okay, yeah. Well, thanks, Doug. It was an up-and-down game. You had two pretty athletic teams that like to get up and down the floor, and two pretty good teams that can shoot the ball, and evidence tonight by the number of points that I put on the board. So I'm happy that we had more than they did.
Didn't panic in the first quarter. Usually these things work themselves out, but Amherst did hit 6 of 9. They get their crowd into it. They get some confidence against a bigger team. What was the message there after the first?
Well, we're not exactly upset if teams hit, you know, they hit 6 of them, but we don't mind giving up a few. Sometimes you hit a few, you start shooting a few more, and next thing you know, you miss a few. But to give them credit, they buried a lot in the first quarter, but we still didn't panic. We thought, you know, they can't shoot any better. Let's see if we can maybe, we thought a little bit some of their threes were coming on a little bit of a dribble penetration and then pitching it to a guy that's standing right on the line. And we thought if we could deny their penetration a little bit, make them back up a little bit on the threes, we would have a little better chance at it. And I thought we did a little better in the second half, but, you know, we withstood their barrage of threes, and I think we had a lead there at halftime, which we were happy to have after their hot start.
Yeah, you guys were much more consistent, I guess, than Amherst was, and your three big guys kind of each had their strengths today. Jared had a big first half, and Gareth had a big second half, and Riley, as usual, does what he does out there. So the big three did what they do.
Yeah, you know, we're really happy with Jared. Jared has really played some good basketball for us, especially here since Christmas time. He's scoring the ball. He's just maybe a little better understanding what he's supposed to do, and then his confidence level has risen a little bit, so we're real happy with him. And Gareth had another big game tonight. He's a tough matchup. A 6'2 point guard is pretty tough to match up. He's very quick, could jump, and I thought he at times had some nice cuts to the basket, and then we found him for some layups. He got some offensive rebounds and putbacks, and so we're happy with what Gareth did. And, you know, with Riley, you know, you get down at the end of the game and you see he's got 27 points and, you know, six or seven rebounds and 5 or 6 assists and 5 steals. You go, okay, well, all right, next guy. And, you know, sometimes we maybe underappreciate him, and that might sound kind of strange, but we demand a lot from him, and he usually produces, and he's usually a marked man by the other team. And I, you know, when I really step back and look at it, I'm really pleased with what he's did, because every night that we play, he's kind of the marked man, and yet he puts up some incredible numbers, and he does whatever we need him to do, whether it be to get some defensive boards like he did last week against Donovan, whether to extend out on the perimeter and try to get a hand on the perimeter. Obviously, at the offensive end, we post him up, we put him out on the perimeter, we run him off screens, we ball screen for him, and he does a lot of things for us, and he's having a really good senior year.
Just to clarify my point, the big three doesn't usually include Dorzynski. It includes Ryan Milks, who did some other things tonight. But talk about you were up 11, and it looked like maybe Amherst had finally run out of the three-pointers, but they find a way to claw this baby back to 2.
You know, we were a little frustrated with ourselves and the fact we thought there was probably 3 or 4 times that we were going to stretch this maybe to 14, 15 points and maybe kind of take control. And either we made a mistake or they come down and hit a 3 and kind of give them new life. And we kept we just could not maybe put that final nail in the coffin until really late, and that was a little bit frustrating. I thought one of the plays at the end of the third quarter was a pretty big play. We had a nice, I think, 9 or 10 point lead, and we had I think maybe 11 point lead, and we ran a play, and we had Riley coming off a nice double screen that was going to be pretty much wide open, and we ended up getting our pass tipped, and they went down, scored down here. I think they got 2 free throws out of it, and that was a huge turnaround. We're, you know, potentially a 5 point turnaround that would have got it to about 15 or 16. And so we had 2 or 3 chances like that, and we kind of let them off the hook. But that's also a mark of a good team at Amherst. They're not 10-3 for nothing, and they've got some nice athletes. And you just always knew they were going to kind of hang around and make a run, and we just had to weather the storm, so to speak.
Paul, we've got a couple more games for you before the conference tournament seeding comes up. Coming into today, you guys were sitting in the 5 hole. How far can you get up to 3? I know Arcadia Loop City is, and you guys are right there. And there's a good chance that you'll pass them after tonight, and then we'll see. They got Ravenna still, but how important is that to get up the ladder, or is that important?
Well,
or does it just mean you're winning?
Well,
the next 2.
That's good too. Yeah, obviously you'd like to get as high a seed as possible. You definitely want to play a home game. I think every team in the Loup Platte Conference would prefer to play at home. And there are so many good Loup Platte Conference teams, as usual, that you definitely want to play them on your home court. You have to travel somewhere. It's going to make your job tougher. So, yeah, we know tomorrow night's an important game for us. We need to get that game. We know Centura is well-rested. They've had a whole week to prepare for us, and they usually throw some weird stuff at us. And so we need to get that game to ensure ourselves that we play a home game. I think we can probably get as high as 3, but we could probably still slide to 7-ish, something like that maybe. With the wind tonight, I think maybe we might avoid that. But I really haven't got into detail. That stuff is too complicated for me. We're just going to take the next game up and try to get tomorrow night.
Let those young assistant coaches figure that out. Paul, we'll see you Tuesday night when you take on Kearney Catholic, and congratulations on a nice win tonight.
Okay, thanks, Doug.
Coach Reinertsen joining us here on the Mesco Sports Postgame Show. We'll be back with more after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Awaiting a moment here with Bill Giffen, the Amherst coach. They're down to the final possession at Penn State. Penn State 56-54 with 11 seconds remaining in that basketball game. Nebraska led virtually the whole game until the four-minute mark when Penn State went on a little 7-0, and it might have been more than that, but just checking the board here, little 7-0 run. Nebraska trying to get their second straight win in the conference. Penn State trying to get their first of the season. Let's take a look at some of the other girls' games tonight. The one we had for you here, 48-42 in favor of Amherst, as they had to come back to win that game. 15 points from Sydney Tommenheim, 11 from Courtney Martinson, 9 from Jessica Eckout. Amherst scored 20 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring Gibbon 20-13. Gibbon tonight, 16 points for Michaela Walker, 14 points, 13 rebounds from Harley Brown, and Hannah Cutterback had 12 boards in the ball game tonight. Some other girls' games from around the area that would be of interest. Alma beat Loomis 43-27. Amherst, as we said, with the win. Ansley Litchfield beat South Loop 45-34. It was Bertrand over Maywood 61-25. Blue Hill beat Sandy Creek 55-45. Boone Central Lubin Grove over SCOTUS 58-35. Donovan Trumbull beat Thayer Central 55-34. Fairbury over Sutton 55-38. Giltner over Cross County in overtime, 60-58. Other girls' action, it was Med Valley in overtime beating Elwood, 46-41. And let's see if that's it from the area. Wood River beats Shelton tonight by a score of 55-19. And as far as boys' scores, this is one of the first games in the area. By the way, Kearney Catholic came back for the 57-44 win over Seward. And Lawrence Nelson fell to the Diller Odell boys tonight, 54-39. We'll take another break and talk with Coach Giffen after this timeout on the Visco Sports Postgame Show.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. We're joined now by Amherst coach Bill Giffen. And, Coach, not very many times do you play so well and come out on the losing end of a ball game. As we said, you made 11 threes. You're 8 of 8 at the free throw line. Turnovers are 11 against that 1-3-1 zone, which is going to be in the – let's see, Gibbons played 13 games. I'll guarantee you that at least 10 of their opponents turned it over more than that to – they just shot as well as you did tonight.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, we did play well offensively. And like you said, what we did against the 1-3-1 was really pretty good, especially compared to last year when we went down to Gibbon. That was like a nightmare there. We thought we could throw over number three, and not too many people do that. He's a heck of a player.
Let's take a look at just getting the confidence in the first quarter. I mean, when the threes are raining down, everybody feels good. It loosens things up. You guys are the underdog for a D1 versus a C1, but it would have definitely seemed that should have eased everybody and knew that they could play basketball tonight. It was a great start.
Yeah. And of course, we're talking offensively.
Yeah.
You know, great
defensively,
start.
You didn't grab – we talked about that before we went on. You didn't grab all the boards that you wanted to because it could have been a bigger lead.
Right. It could have. And that hurt us. That definitely hurt us. But I told the kids when we went into halftime, I said, my goodness, I think I'm back in the 70s. The way these I remember Holdridge and Kearney playing in the early 70s. It was like 110 to 105 or something. Then Kearney figured out they needed to play defense. Well – not that high, but it was, it was getting close, 47-40 at half. That's a lot of points.
Yeah, it's like we mentioned at halftime. I mean, these teams can win, both of you guys can win games that are in the 40s, and both of you guys have put 70 points up. Heck, Gibbon had 88 earlier this season, so you know how to play both styles.
Yeah, you ought to. I mean, hopefully you have kids that can adapt, and you just, well, bottom line, you compete no matter. Sometimes, the shots are going in. Sometimes there aren't. But you got to make sure that defensively that you're doing your stuff on the other end to keep the game close.
Let's talk about the injury to Cale Preble. What can you tell us?
Well, it looks like an ankle sprain, not the traditional one. Maybe he went in. The guy kind of kicked him in the foot there, the bottom part of the leg, ankle area, and then he went in. So, those are kind of weird ducks a little bit. But Cale's a gamer. If anybody, will fight through it, it'll be him. And can't say enough about that young man. He's our defensive guy. He doesn't look to score a lot, and we've got some scores there, but he does the dirty work. He rebounds really well for his height and, defensive player, and he'll do the stuff. He's the glue guy. I mean, he's the guy that you have to have on your team. Mm-hmm. And, I can't say enough about that kid.
Another guy you got to have, and we talked about it a little bit. Sometimes Riley gets overlooked because he's so consistently good. Well, I think that's kind of the same for Dominic Abbott. I mean, you're not a senior-laden team, but he steps out there for you and keeps everybody under control. And then when you need something, like a game like tonight, he steps up and pours in 24. I know Braden hits all those threes, but Dominic didn't have to hit a ton of threes tonight. He hit a couple, but he did a little of everything.
Yeah, and maybe as a coaching staff, we should have tried to do some more things with him. He scored – like I said, 24. And the thing about Dominic is he's really, works on his game. He's made big strides from last year. And we're talking defensively, hitting the boards, and other areas. And he is, I've never really honestly coached a player that worked more on his game.
Well, you can tell it too, because
the radio guy can remember what it looked like a couple of years ago when it was this type of game all the time, and he was stroking it, and that was about all he was worried about. But you can tell that he's definitely improved, and that's got to make all the coaches feel good, because that's what it's all about. And now you got a chance, we mentioned, to also time to make your run. The conference tournament's right around the corner. You've only got a couple of more games with Elwood and SEM, and both of those probably going to be toss-up games. You should be favored in both, but Elwood's a little bit better this year, and SEM, you never know what they're going to do. They're a 500 ball club.
Yeah, you know, we go down to Elwood, and anytime you go on the road, anything can happen, and Elwood's been good. SEM, you know, Darby's, I think, doing a really good job up there. He's no stranger to basketball by any means. So it'll be a tough week, but it's, you know, it's a week that we need to keep on going and have some good practices and finish strong.
All right, Bill, we'll see you at the conference tournament, and we've got the SEM game next Thursday, so keep playing good basketball. It's a fun game to watch tonight.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for covering.
You bet, man. Bill Giffen, head coach, Amherst, and we will be back to wrap it up on the Bisco Sports postgame show after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
The Nebraska men's basketball team turns it over with 3 seconds to go. Have to foul. Penn State hits their shots, and Penn State rallies 58-54. And again, the same thing that's been happening to Nebraska happened again tonight. Nebraska was up 45-40 with 6.5 minutes to go. Penn State scores 18 points after just getting 40 in the first 35 minutes. They get to 14 over the last six. Nebraska goes on a long dry spell, and they fall to 9-9 overall, 1-5 in the Big Ten, and they will host Minnesota on Sunday. And it looks like Minnesota's leading scorer is out with an ankle injury for Sunday afternoon's game, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Kearney Catholic a winner tonight, 57-44 over Seward. And here tonight, Amherst girls win it by a score of 48-42. And in the boys' game, great shooting night tonight. Gibbon pulls out the win. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care.